Enoch, welcome to the program.
Hi, Enoch, hey, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. So this is what I'm going to say, to make it very quick. Marriage seems like a business to me. How do we know for a fact that when the Bible talks about fornication, that it means sex before marriage being a sin? Because I consider some sex before marriage a sin, but what if it is a guy and a girl that are very, very faithful to each other, and you can have two people who are married that cheat on each other constantly? So is sex before marriage really a sin? Because I think it's absurd to say it is. What are your thoughts, Doug?
Well, you'll think I'm absurd, but it's pretty consistent in the Bible that becoming one flesh and joining together in marriage, it even says that Joseph knew not Mary until Jesus was born, because there was, you know, something sacred about that. But the idea of two people coming together in sexual intimacy like that was these two people, through an act of love, they're becoming one flesh, they procreate in their own image by combining who they are. These cells come together, and it's just a miracle how two people, two separate individuals, can combine their essence somehow, and it becomes another person, a child in their image. And that's one of the ways that God made man in his image, is that man is able to procreate in his own image through love. So for people to recklessly use that gift and that sacred, sex is a good thing within marriage, but to use it just for selfish gratification without the protection of a family, you know, you can look in our culture today and see all these kids that are born in families, not always, but largely because of promiscuity, and they grow up without fathers, sometimes without mothers, and that was never God's plan. Yeah, we need that whole unit.
I mean, I agree with you that in that sense, but like, what if, you know, I have a girlfriend, like a very serious girlfriend, and
why don't you get married? Why don't you wait?
Because it just doesn't seem,
it's
seems
hard.
Like a business. It just seems like a business. I don't know. It just doesn't.
Well, it's a sacred ceremony, if you want to call it a business, but, you know, it tells us that weddings were planned. You look in the Bible with Jacob, he worked 7 years and waited for Rachel. He worked and waited 7 years for his wedding night because, you know, he needed to kind of earn the right and to be able to have that relationship. So, you know, in the Bible, it's pretty clear that when two people come together, in some countries, when people came together without the benefit of a ceremony, they were declared married because they just said, look, if you're going to have that kind of relationship that has the potential of producing children, you need to become a family unit and get married. I would wonder, why would you want to have that kind of a relationship with a woman if you don't want to marry them?
Okay.
So, you know, the Bible's pretty clear on this, both New and Old Testament. And we do have actually a book we can send you. I just wrote, it's been a few months now, but it's talking about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. It just talks about the purpose of marriage is addressed in that book. We'll send you a free copy, Enoch, if you call the number.
The number is 800-835-6747. You can ask for the book Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage.